I'm Michelle Rook with Markets Now in your midday market update. We're higher in grains mixed in livestock with hogs seeing a rebound, cattle futures setting back. As far as the grain trade, soybeans will start off there where we did close back above the $15 mark yesterday with the help of the meal market. It looks like we're putting back in some weather premium as far as Argentina, especially with meal leading the charge here. We also saw pretty decent exports this morning on a weekly basis coming in at 42 million bushels old crop. And we had some export business, almost 4 million bushels of soybeans to China in the new crop category. And so those things are helping to support futures. Plus, we are seeing the forward spreads working. And technically, we got March beans back above that $15 mark. And we're up 13.5 cents this morning at 15.16 on the March. July's up 10 and 3 quarters, 14.99. Meal is up $5 at 470.50. Soybean oil is also up about 24 points on the nearby contract. Corn market is following crude oil, but also following corn and or the wheat and the soybean market. Exports this morning were below last week, but above the four-week average at 35.8 million bushels. Obviously, the Argentina crop concerns may be a little bit of a factor here, but corn right now, like I said, mostly following wheat and beans. We're up 6.5 at 681 and a quarter on the March. July's up 4.5. December new crops up about 2 cents at 590. And wheat futures, that's where the big push is coming here today. We are seeing maybe a little bit of weather and risk premium being put back into that market. We've seen some technical buying after hitting some new lows here in Chicago wheat earlier this week, and exports were a little bit better this morning at 18.5 million bushels. So maybe we've finally pulled back to a price where we're stimulating a little bit of demand. We do have HRW up the most, though, and I, like I said, I think that is weather concerns with this cold snap that is supposed to be moving into some of those HRW areas coming up. March Kansas City wheat 22.5 better. July's up 18.75, 8.49¾. You've got Chicago wheat up 13.75 and the nearby 7.55. July's up 12.75. And Minneapolis wheat is 10.5 better on the March at 9.20. New crop September is 6.5 better. Over in the livestock futures, live cattle are seeing some profit taking and consolidation after the fourth update yesterday in most contracts and some new contract highs in the back months. Market is also drifting, awaiting cash trade direction. So we're down 37.5 on the February live cattle, 157.22. The April's down 35, 160.120. June's down 30. The higher corn market is weighing on feeders, and the March is down 37 at 183.37. April is down 75 at 187.60. Box beef at noon is up 23 cents on the choice select, down 15 cents. The other negative is monthly cold storage report was above expectations, and that seems to be weighing on the market. Meanwhile, exports were decent this morning, over 25,000 metric tons. Lean hog futures trying to bounce. Most of this looks to be a short covering bounce. That market's very oversold. We did have strong exports this morning at almost 45,000 metric tons, but we are still seeing the futures at a premium to the lean hog index. The one hope, though, is the lean hog index finally starting to perhaps put a bottom in here. It was up 22 cents coming into this session, and we do have cutouts back up about 274 at noon. So we're up 15 cents on Feb hogs. The April is up 87 at 86.20. That is a look at your midday markets. I'm Michelle Rupp.